Welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a top loop flip blueprint in Ableton Live 12. Aim straight at jungle and old school DNB vibes, and we're doing it with an automation first mindset. Here's the philosophy for today. Don't get stuck scrolling for the perfect loop. Pick a loop that has the right texture, lock it to tempo so it's tight, then use automation and a few stock devices to make it evolve like classic jungle. Filtered intros, little hype switches, micro breakdowns, and that rolling energy that feels alive instead of copy-paste. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar top loop section that sits over your drums, has controlled grit, space throws, two fills, a drop moment, and automation you can actually reuse in other tracks. Alright, let's set the room up first. Set your project tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. If you're new, just pick 170. That's a really comfortable jungle speed. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called TOP Loop. If you've got a kick and snare pattern or a break you're building around, add another track for drums, kick, snare, or break, whatever you're using. And create two return tracks. Return A is going to be a short room reverb, and return B is going to be a dubby delay. On return A, drop Ableton's reverb. Keep it like a small room, not a big hall. Set the decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Size maybe 20 to 35%. Then do the important part. High pass it so the low end doesn't cloud your drums. Set the low cut around 300 to 500 Hz. And tame the top a bit with a high cut around 7 to 10 Khz. Jungle likes space, but it's usually tight space. Subtle. On return B, add echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Then filter the delay so it sounds more like tape and less like shiny modern repeats. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 Khz. Add a little modulation, just a touch, so it wobbles slightly. That wobble is vibe. Now we pick the loop. Drag in a top loop that's mostly hats, shakers, percussion texture. Even the top layer of a break works, but we're treating it as tops, meaning it's not your main kick and snare. Quick coaching note. Think roll, not loop. Decide what this loop is doing. Is it a glue layer, just steady 16 THS giving momentum, that usually sits lower and stays consistent? Is it a conversation layer, little answers around the snare, that needs mutes and edits? Or is it a hype layer that only comes in for lifts, that gets more distortion and more space, then drops out? Pick one roll right now. It'll stop you from over-editing later. Next, warping. This is where beginners either win or suffer. Click your loop and go to clip view. Turn warp on. For tops, warp mode on beats is usually the move because it keeps percussive stuff punchy. Set transients to preserve, and set the envelope pretty high, like 70 to 100% for tightness. If the loop is super organic and beats is sounding weird, you can try Complex Pro, but 9 times out of 10, beats is the crisp jungle option for hats. Now do a quick test. Turn on the metronome and listen. If the loop is flaming against the click, fix it now. And here's a super practical tip. Before you add a bunch of warp markers, try nudging the clip start a tiny bit earlier or later. A few milliseconds can snap the groove into place without over-warping. Also try preserve at 1/16 versus 1/8. If it feels like it drags, 1/16 often tightens it. Once it's tight, we make it flippable in a beginner-friendly way. No deep slicing required. Set the loop length to 1 bar in the clip. Then in arrangement view, duplicate it out to 16 bars. Great. Now we're going to create variation every 2 or 4 bars, not randomly every 5 seconds. Jungle arrangement is very pattern-based. Think in 4-bar chunks. It's dance music. It needs phrasing. Start by selecting a couple of bars at a time, and consolidate if it helps you edit. Then you split at musically important points, around beat 2, beat 3, and little slices near the end of the bar like the last 1/8. Now you can delete or mute tiny bits to create syncopation. Classic jungle move right here. Remove a hat hit right before the snare on beats 2 and 4. You're basically giving the snare a pocket. This one edit alone can make your top sound like they know where the backbeat is, instead of spraying over everything. When you do these little chops, use fades like a drummer. Tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, avoids clicks. A slightly longer fade out on mutes, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, makes it feel played, not like you just chopped audio with scissors. Now the sound shaping chain. This is the blueprint, and we're going to set it up to be automated like an instrument. On the TOP loop track, add these devices in order: EQ8, auto filter, roar or saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, and utility. Let's dial starter settings. On a Q8, high pass the loop. Tops do not need sub or low mids. Set a high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Then listen for harshness. If it's spitty, dip around 6 to 9 kHz by maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. And if you want a little air, a tiny boost around 10 to 12 kHz can work, but be careful. Jungle hats can get tiring fast if you overhype the top. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass, LP24. This is going to be one of your main movement controls. Start the cutoff fairly open, maybe 10 to 14 kHz. Resonance low, like 5 to 15%. If there's a drive control, just a little. Don't go full acid, we're doing subtle rave tone, not a filter demo. Next, roar, or if you want simpler, saturator. With roar, pick a warm or tape style. Drive around 5 to 15% to start. Keep the tone slightly dark. Old school DNB is gritty but controlled, not ice pick bright. If you use saturator, set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 5. Crunch around 5 to 15%. Turn boom off. This is tops. We're not adding low end. Push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Just to give that snap and urgency. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush it, just control peaks. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. Finally, utility. Use it for clean gain staging. Keep headroom. A really safe target is peaks around minus 6 dB on this track, because later you'll add more elements and you don't want everything pinned. Cool. Now we turn this chain into a performance instrument. Select the whole chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Now we'll map 4 macros. These are your big moves. Macro 1 is filter sweep. Map auto filter cutoff to it. Set the range from about 500 Hz up to 16 kHz. That gives you underwater to open air in one knob. Macro 2 is grit. Map the drive on roar or saturator. Keep the range sensible. You want clean to thick, not clean to broken speaker. Macro 3 is space. Map the send amount to your short room reverb and optionally also to echo. Keep the ranges small, something like 0 to 20% for reverb, and 0 to 15% for echo. The key concept is this. Jungle uses space as an event, not constant soup. Macro 4 is tight or pump. The beginner-friendly mapping is drum bus transients from 0 to plus 20. It's easy to hear, and it won't wreck your mix as easily as over-automating compression thresholds. Now in Live 12, open macro variations in the rack and save a few states. Think of them like section presets. Make one called clean open, one called filtered intro, one called crunchy push, one called space throw, and one called drop out where it's muted or heavily low passed. This is the automation first superpower. Instead of drawing a million tiny curves, you can automate macro movements and even automate variation changes like arrangement markers. Now we write a 16-bar blueprint. We're thinking like a DJ-friendly jungle phrase. Bars 1 through 4 is your filtered intro. Bring macro 1 down so the cutoff starts around 1 to 2 kHz. Slowly open it over those 4 bars until you're around 8 to 10 kHz. Keep space low. Keep grit low. Let anticipation build. If you want a little old rave peep, automate a tiny bump in filter resonance, just for a moment, then back down. Small moves, big character. Bars 5 through 8 is the main groove. Open the filter most of the way, like 10 to 16 kHz. Depending on how bright the sample is. Add a touch of grit so it thickens, and add just a tiny amount of short room reverb to blue it. Now bar 8 is your first micro fill. Put it right before bar 9. One beat before the change, do a quick space throw. That means automate the space macro up briefly, so you hear a reverb tail or a little echo bloom, then snap it back down exactly on bar 9. That snap back is important. If you leave the return cranked, the groove turns foggy. A second option for the bar 8 fill, slam the filter down quickly, then pop it open on bar 9. That's a classic DJ-style energy reset. Bars 9 through 12 is a variation or switch. This is where you do one deliberate audio edit change, not 50. Duplicate the clip regions so you're not destroying your earlier section. Then maybe remove one or two hat hits, or reverse a tiny slice, like the last 1/16 before a snare. You can also do call and response logic over 2 bars, bar 9 busy, bar 10 slightly emptier, then repeat that across bars 11 and 12. It stays danceable and it feels intentional. During bars 9 to 12, push grit slightly higher than the first main groove. Not dramatically, just enough that the second half feels like it's escalating. Now bar 12 is your drop moment, the old school trick. For half a bar, cut the tops completely or low-pass them down to like 300 to 600 HC so it becomes a muffled ghost. On the last hit going into bar 13, do an echo throw. And here's a sneaky automation target most beginners miss. Automate echo feedback for just that moment. Ramp it up on the last 1/8 note, then snap it back down on the downbeat of bar 13. That gives you the whoosh without the delay running wild. Bars 13 through 16 is the final push. Filter fully open, grit moderate, transience maybe a little higher for snap. If you want that tape stop style feeling without actually doing a tape stop, automate the filter down slightly over the last bar, so it feels like it's closing into the next section. Now, quick but critical mixing step. Make it sit with your jungle drums. If you have a kick slash snare track or a full break underneath, you don't want the tops masking the snare crack. The simplest solution is light sidechain compression on the tops. Add Ableton's compressor after glue on the top loop. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick slash snare group or your break as the input. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. We're not doing big EDM pumping. We're just making space so the backbeat feels confident. Also keep frequency discipline. That high pass at 150 to 250 HC is non-negotiable if you want your kick and bass to stay clean.